Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medino.
If you'll go with me to, in the Old Testament, the book of Judges. The title of my message this morning, the title is Take Courage. Judges chapter 6, verse 11. Judges chapter 6, verse 11. Let me know when you have it. Amen. The title is Take Courage. And it reads, "Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abizrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.'" Verse 13, "Gideon said to him, 'Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.'" Notice that the Bible says in verse 11 that an angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree. And the Bible says that this angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon. Now, there's a word used, it's pronounced theophany. And what that means is that it's an Old Testament appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ in human bodily form. So what I'm saying is that when the Bible says, "Now the angel of the Lord," it is as if it is the appearance of the Lord Jesus in human bodily form. Of course, this is before his incarnation in Bethlehem. So in other words, it's like if it's the Lord Jesus Christ appearing to Gideon. And notice it says, the scriptures, "which belonged to Joash the Abizrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress." It is believed that working on the wine press of wheat was, number one, was difficult, and number two, humiliating. But that's what the scripture teaches. But then it continues to say, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him." Now, once again, the title is Take Courage. Courage is more about, or seems to be more about, taking action. And how many know that it is powerful? Hear me what I'm going to say. When a person actually takes or does something, even though you take action, you do something, and many times it is not planned out, or maybe at the moment it's not the perfect thing to do, but there's just something about taking action. How many know that action speaks louder than words? I had mentioned last Wednesday, all of you have heard about the man of God, Kirk. This was a man who stood up first. He's a believer in Christ. He loved Jesus. Him and his wife and two kids served the Lord. But he did not back down about speaking the truth. And he debated. He would go to universities, sit down, any questions he would. What I loved about him, that he would always back it up with scripture. And he knew his stuff. He knew his stuff. And when that happened, it's as if the enemy wanted wants to bring fear to the body of Christ. But what really is happening is that out of that, many more Charlie Kirks God is going to raise up. Amen. And as some believe that he's like a martyr, someone who dies for his faith. And that's why, church, we need to stand up for the truth. Never be ashamed. But we have to be empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the reason I say all this, because he was a man, I'm sure he's a man of prayer. And prayer is powerful, church. But it's even more powerful when we take action, when we do something about it, when we stand up, when we speak the truth with boldness, the word of God. Because we can talk about it. But not be about it. We can say beautiful words. We can say the right words. But if there's no action, if we don't do anything about it, so many times we can talk about it. Hear me, what I'm going to say is very important. And I'm not focusing so much on what I just mentioned about this man of God. But a time comes, church, where you have to take action. As a man or a woman, a daughter of the King. And that's my message this morning, is to take courage. And many times, everything is laid out in front of you. Again, we've talked about it, we've planned it, we've prepared, organized, we think about it, sometimes even pray about it, which we should. We seek the counsel We investigate. We do our homework. We go here. We read over here. And then we go here. But we never take action. And many times, church, many times, the answers are given to you. The right answers are given to us. We asked, God gives. But the problem is that we are afraid. We have fear. What if it doesn't work out? Or what if I do take action? What's going to happen? Or what are they going to say? Or how am I going to deal with it? Or what's next? Number one, church, is that we're trusting God. We're trusting God. See, all we do is take action. God takes care of the rest. And believe it or not, everything, God will make sure that everything falls in its place, but the way he wants to do it. So once again this morning is, take courage. And maybe you're here this morning, church. I don't know what is your situation. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you've been praying about. I don't know what you've read about, who you talked to about. But I really believe that a time comes where you got to take action now. You got to take action. And notice, the Bible says, verse 12, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, to who? To Gideon. He appeared to Gideon. And look what the Bible says. The Lord is with you. I'm going to make it so simple this morning that there's no excuse. Number one, if you're going to take action, you got to know that God is with you. He's not going to let you down, church. Especially when you've prayed about it, you studied it, you did it so that you can understand me. You did your homework. You take action, you got to know that God is with you. And the Bible does say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And you need to understand, church, that God is your sustainer. God is your source. Let me say this, church. It's not man. It's God that will take care of you. I understand what you might be thinking. Well, I'm married. I have a family. You know, my husband, he's the head of the house. Yes. But it goes beyond that. God is first. God is first. And when you have a relationship with God, when you're walking with God, God will take care of that. That's why the Bible talks about wisdom. You need wisdom. God says, you need wisdom? You want wisdom? Ask me and I'm going to give you all the wisdom that you want. So what do you do next? You talk about it. Because, see, God will show you. God, the Holy Spirit, will lead you and show you and tell you what to do. And when Gideon, the Bible says, the Lord is with you. Then he says, mighty man. He says, mighty man. And you know that Gideon, he was afraid. And in a sense, church, you are a mighty man. or let's say a mighty woman. Why? Because God is with you. Because the Holy Spirit lives in you. Why do I say that? Because you're a son or a daughter of a king. You are special. And that's why it's very important, church, to know who we are first in Christ. What is your identity? Many times it's so easy. That's why don't never compare yourself with anybody else. Are you understanding what I'm saying this morning? Don't ever compare yourself with anybody else. Because right away, when you start comparing and you say, you know what? Well, look at me and look at them. Why them? Why not me? Why do they have? I don't have. And that's dangerous. That is dangerous when we start what? Comparing with others. But see, you got to know that things happen in life. Things will not always be how we want them or we wish to. And that is not to say that God can do a miracle or God can make it happen. God can do anything. God is mighty. God is powerful. Amen. But many times, church, many times, God also knows what's ahead for you. And if you've tried everything, you've done everything, it's time to take action. Now, I will say this. If you have not, listen, if you're going to make a decision or if you're going to do something, but you haven't prayed, be careful. You haven't read what does the Bible says? What does God say about this? Be careful. Because God will always put the right people in front of you if you're praying. So he tells them, the Lord is with you, you mighty man. And then he says, of valor. That's powerful. So you got to know that the Lord is with you. And don't forget the Bible, what the Bible says. It's a scripture we all know. It says, I'm just going to still put it. It's in the book of Romans. It says, all things work for the good of those who love the Lord. It says, all things, not some. All things work for the good. I like how it sounds in Spanish. It says, todas las cosas nos ayudan. All things help us. A los que aman al Señor, those who love the Lord. Did you get that word? Help us, nos ayuda. It's helping you. So let me ask you this morning, church. Give me 5 more minutes. Are you going to continue just thinking about it, dwelling about it? When God already gave you the green light. And go with me quickly. I want you to see something. Joshua chapter 1. Verse 1 and 2. Joshua chapter 1. Real quick. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Look what it says. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, look at verse 2 now. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Israel. Notice that he says, my servant is dead. Moses is dead. Like saying, Joshua, it's time to take action. Moses might be dead, but God is alive. That's very important, church. Because something might be dead or something is not working, but God is still alive. And we need to get that, church. God is still alive. And what does that mean? That means that there is still hope. And then after that, he tells them, he says, arise, Joshua, and go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land that I'm giving you. And then in verse 9, it seems like if God is pushing Joshua, like, Joshua, take action. Moses is not around no more. You can't depend on Moses no more. Even though Moses was a man of God, and you honor Moses, but a time comes where you got to move on. You got to move forward. You know, keep going. Keep walking forward to what I have next for you, what's ahead of you. Or are you going to continue crying for Moses? Moses is not around no more. And many this morning, church, maybe your situation is not dead, but it's time to take action, to do something. Or are we going to continue to keep whining? See, you could continue to keep whining or continue to keep winning. Which one do you want? Let me ask you, are you a whiner or a winner? Are you a whiner or a winner? Because, why do I say that? Because with God, with Jesus, hear me. With God, you never lose. We always win. I said with Jesus, we always win. And look what he tells them in verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Joshua, look what he tells them. Have I not commanded you? Look what he tells them. Be strong, Joshua. And church, let me tell you right now. At the moment, be strong. Be strong. And of good courage. Take courage. My brother, my sister, keep your head up. It's not the end of the world. Keep your head up. And then he tells them, do not be afraid, Joshua. Nor be dismayed. There it is again. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. They say procrastination is the natural assassin of opportunity and the exact opposite of courage. And they say, you've heard it said that opportunity only knocks once. And some of you, you have a very, very clear, bold letters with the answer. But you're just procrastinating. You don't want to take action. You know why you don't take action? Because this is the tendency of humans. Because you still want to hear what you want to hear. That's why you go from here to here to here, over there, because you still want to hear what you want to hear when God is speaking loudly to you. And verse 13, Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, If the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? See, that's what you say. Okay, if God is with me, if I'm a Christian, if I love Jesus, if I go to church, and, you know, and we pull out the receipts, Lord, if you're with me, why is all this happening to me? And where are the miracles which our fathers told us about? See, that many of you asked that, you know, I want to see a miracle. I want to see the supernatural. And he continues to say, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? You know, God brought us out of Egypt. God set us free from darkness. Without God, no hope. We were lost. That's what the Bible says. We were lost. And that's what he's saying. Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us. And sometimes, you know, believers, that's the way they feel. Halfway in their journey, we feel that God has forsaken us, that God has forgotten about me. You ask God, where are you? Or why me? The Bible says that the secret things belong to the Lord, but the revealed things belong to us. Never forget a title of a book I read many years. I didn't read the whole thing, but I saw the title. It said, it was by Dr. James Dobson. It said, when God doesn't make sense. When God doesn't make sense. But let me tell you something. You know that Charlie Kirk's wife, what she said? I mean, she lost her husband, her best friend. She said, we live in an evil world, dark world, she says. But she said this, but God is still good. And God is faithful. Think about that. To say those words to come out of you. She says, but God is still faithful. God is good. And church, I'm here to tell you this morning that God is still faithful and God is good. And there is no other God like him. And he lives and reigns forever. Verse 14 says, then the Lord turned to him. Okay, all right, Gideon. You let it all out from your chest. And he tells him, then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours. Look what he tells him. Go. See, some of you got to go. In this might of yours. You got to go in your might. In your skills, your abilities, what you've learned all your life. And he tells them, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? How do you move on? You want to know how do you move on? Are you ready for this? Get busy, involved in what God has called you to do. Get so busy in doing the will of God and what God has called you to do. And say, Lord, not my will, but your will. I want to do your will. I want to please you. I want to finish strong. And you're going to be so busy that you're not going to have time to what's behind. And nothing's going to happen, church, until you grab that shovel and you dig that hole. There was a Greek philosopher. He said these words, heaven, wise words, heaven never helps a man who will not act. Got to take action. Have you ever noticed how, I sit in the Spanish all the time because Spanish, we're very expressible. And we're always saying, Dios me va a ayudar, Dios está conmigo, Dios me va a sacar adelante. But the problem is, el problema is that they never take action. God's going to give me that job, but you never take action. God's going to help me, but you never take action. It sounds beautiful and it sounds spiritual, but we don't take action. I want to change. Well, I'm going to change. But you never take action. You still do the same old habits, daily habits. I'm going to change. I'm going to do this, my life and all this. But we never change our habits. We do the same things. And I finish with this. Abraham Lincoln said, things, I love this. He says, things may come to those who wait. You might be one of those who wait and something might come to you. But look what he says. But only the things left by those who hustled, who did something. Basically what he's saying is that you're getting the leftovers. Why not get it fresh, right out of the oven, and take action, church? Please stand this morning.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at etngchurch.com.